is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Joseph Umar, the executive director of the Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. We begin with the balloon story. Not the balloon story of North America. This is the balloon story of Central and South America. What reporting we have is that a balloon resembling the balloon now shot down off the coast of South Carolina, a balloon has traveled across Central America, touching on Colombia. We're not sure whether it's touched on Venezuela. We're not sure where it is. But in any event, there have been comments from Costa Rica, from Colombia, and from Venezuela. So I welcome my colleagues to begin on the balloon story. However, I mentioned that over the last 2 years, Joseph and Senator Cabal and Ernesto have helped all of us understand one of the major themes of the New World today, which is bad actors from outside reaching in to corrupt or end governance as we understand it. One of those bad actors certainly is Tehran through its agents in the Hezbollah. But Russia is not far behind because it is a bad actor allied with Tehran and has long been decamped in Havana. And China, with its checkbook and its persuasiveness, is also a bad actor reaching in. No better example of outside bad actors reaching in than the balloon over South America and how the leadership has responded. Joseph, I begin with you because right now we're told that Caracas has condemned the U.S. for attacking the balloon off the coast of South Carolina. Does this in any way suggest that Venezuela is taking a new position, or is this typical of Venezuela these days? In other words, they are a client state of China and would not move against it. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. No, this absolutely is more the same from Nicolas Maduro. They're using their disinformation networks to essentially attack the United States, delegitimize the United States for taking down the Chinese intelligence balloon over the coast of South Carolina. With no mention, by the way, John, of the Chinese intelligence balloon that floated into Central South America, as you mentioned, and also into Venezuela. So they didn't mention that balloon at all. They've been talking about the first balloon. What we know about the second balloon is that it entered or was in Costa Rican airspace on February 2nd. The Costa Rican aviation and aeronautic authorities identified something. They didn't know what it was at first, but then they later confirmed that it wasn't theirs. The U.S. confirmed that it was another one of these Chinese intelligence balloons. And on February 3rd, it entered into Colombian airspace. And then on February 4th, it was in Venezuelan airspace. That's what we know about the balloon so far, the second one, the one that was in Latin America. And I think, you know, there's all kinds of theories and conjecture as to what these balloons can do. And I'm just going to add my two cents, because I think the first balloon, the one that mapped into the United States, entered in through Montana and then exited through South Carolina before it was shot down, to me, it clearly was taking a specific route. You know, it went through specific sensitive military sites where we have intercontinental ballistic missiles, and it basically took a trajectory that, you know, seemed pretty obvious what they were mapping. The second balloon to me is mapping as well, but less understood specific territorial conflicts where I think this the China's paying close attention. The first is the maritime border between Colombia and Nicaragua. That is an old territorial dispute that has been igniting and activating of recent years. The second is the Colombian-Venezuelan border in the maritime on the water. And then the third would be, and I'm not sure if the balloon went this trajectory, would be the Venezuelan-Guyana border. But let's focus on the second one, because that's a territory right now that's in dispute. But there's two regimes that supposedly got along. But one of the things that they talk about is be able to create a gray zone in land and in the water that allows both the Venezuelan and Colombian military to cooperate on cross-border military operations. And so what I think that we need to start thinking about is how this Chinese intelligence balloon can be part of a larger coordinated effort, coordinated actions. And with that, I don't discount that this is entirely separate from the Iranian foreign minister's visit to Nicaragua and Venezuela, which is right along this same Caribbean corridor, and the discussions that they're having with those respective regimes in Managua and Caracas. So I think what we're seeing right now, John, and this is kind of my main point, is we're seeing great power competition in Latin America moving to great power confrontation on behalf of these external actors, namely China, Russia, and Iran, that are looking to create a conflict zone in the Caribbean. I can't say that's going to happen immediately, and I don't know exactly when, but there's the indicators to suggest that something may be brewing beneath the surface. And so that's what I look at these recent incidents with the balloon.
Joseph, Colombia, has there been a comment from Bogota about the balloon?
So President Gustavo Petro has made a comment, not about the balloon per se, but he did say at the same time that the Colombian military confirmed that they spotted a Chinese air balloon over its airspace. He commented that he is going to speed up his visit to Beijing that he was planning to take early this year. So quite the opposite of the reaction for the United States that canceled the Secretary of State's visit, Anthony Blinken, to Beijing because of this incident with the balloon. Gustavo Petro took the opposite reaction and said, you know, I'm going to go visit Beijing. Now, he characterized it within an infrastructure project that Colombia has been looking to get China to do further investment, which is a metro system in Bogota. They're looking, which has actually caused quite a clash with an ally of his, which is the mayor of Bogota, that really is worrisome about China being the main investor, the main benefactor of a metro system inside her city. So this has caused a little bit of political friction, but Gustavo Petro has clearly said that he wants to go to China to accelerate the financing of this. And he commented on the same day that the Colombian Air Force confirmed that the intelligence balloon was flying over their airspace.
And Costa Rica, the final confirmed over Costa Rica. Have they commented in any fashion, Joseph?
So not that I've seen that they said anything in regards to China, but they did confirm that there was a balloon over its airspace that wasn't theirs. They were confused a little bit at the beginning because they also launched these high altitude balloons, and they thought that, you know, maybe it was one of theirs. They confirmed that it wasn't. But the Pentagon, the United States, is actually the one that confirmed that it was another Chinese high altitude intelligence balloon. And the Costa Ricans didn't deny that. And I think in many tacit ways, pretty much affirmed it.
Ernesto, a very good day to you. Have you seen a comment from Brasilia? We know that President Lula da Silva is due to visit the United States momentarily, and he's making every effort as an ambassador of goodwill to bring in all sides in Brazil. Good for him. He's talking to Moscow. He's talking to Beijing. He's talking to the United States. But the balloon, is that an issue for him right now, to your knowledge? Good evening to you, Ernesto.
Good evening, John. No, so far, at least I haven't seen any official expression from Brazilian government. And I don't think there will be certainly nothing condemning or criticizing China for that. Nothing at all. We cannot expect that. Lula is, I think, trying to triangulate with the U.S. and China. So he is coming to the U.S. In an official visit this week. This is an old, part of the traditional playbook in Brazil that when I was there, I tried to change, which is to pretend to be indifferent and neutral towards any confrontation between democratic and totalitarian powers. But at the end of the day, doing the service of the totalitarian side. I would say that's what's playing out right now. Under a very strange attitude from the Biden administration, which apparently doesn't consider that the increasing presence and influence of China, Russia, and Iran in South America, and specifically in Brazil, is a problem. It's a problem for Brazilians, not only for Americans, in my point of view. But we should count with the U.S. as allies against that sort of interference, and I don't see that taking place. There is some speculation in Brazil that Lula made this grand agreement with the world powers, whereby China will have the agricultural sector in Brazil, and let's say the globalist powers, Europe, United States, will have influence over the Amazon through whatever means they find. And this is going to be it. And this will strengthen Lula and his corrupt cronies in Brazil. So that's, I think, what we should expect. Indifference on the surface and, in fact, preference for whatever increases the totalitarian power in South America, because those are the real allies of Lula and the other narco-socialist regimes here.
We're going to turn to Brazil because, as Ernesto just said, the president, the new president, who was a former president, is due into Washington. And conversation with the Biden administration is fundamental to the success of the new world. However, we also have to deal with what Ernesto mentions, is outside bad actors, not only China, not only Russia, but Iran. So when we come back, the war flotilla headed to Brazil, question mark. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Umar, of the Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. We'll be right back with Warships in Rio. I'm John Batchelor.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.